Today on The Work of Art, Katie Fohl is the curator of modern and contemporary art at NoMA. Her current exhibition, Inventing Acadia, a painting and place in Louisiana, is on view at NoMA through January 26th. Katie joins us now to share her contribution to the artistic process as a curator. Katie, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So how did you come to curation as a profession?
You know, I was always a very creative person growing up, and I moved every year and a half of my childhood, only in the U.S., but like everywhere in the U.S., from the Midwest to California to the Northeast. And everywhere I went, I ended up finding some different avenue towards creativity. I wanted to be an actress or a novelist or a photographer or a sculptor. And I came into curatorial work because it was a way for me, in some ways, not to have to choose between those things. I find that in my job, depending on the artist I'm working with and the project that I'm doing, I get to constantly experiment with all of these different forms of creativity and always be kind of moving in some new or different and unexpected direction. So for me, it's been this really great way to think really broadly about creative practice and also come into contact with all these brilliant minds of the artists that I work with.
Does the work satisfy that part of you that inspired you originally?
Very much so. Although I have to confess, you know, each and every time I do a project with a different artist, I like oftentimes feel a certain amount of envy because you're thinking, oh, you know, like if I could just delve deeply into that. And then you finish the project and that person goes on and you're kind of on to the next thing. And so I think, you know, it's been very satisfying on the level of finding myself constantly challenged creatively. But I don't know, there's definitely parts of me oftentimes that sort of wish or wonder whether I should have been an artist rather than a curator. But it's been amazing. You know, I think in the end, like, my personality is much more suited to the kind of work that I do.
Do you have a favorite medium that you like working in?
Not really. You know, I think, I mean, the reason I came into curatorial work is that I love working with emerging artists, people that are just beginning to come into their creative practices, to help them realize a vision for a show or an exhibition that they wouldn't be able to achieve otherwise. And so, you know, I work as a curator in everything from installation art to painting to film and video. And I don't necessarily have a favorite medium, although I will say that in terms of my own curatorial practice, I have a number of themes that I find myself constantly returning to or being really interested by. And one of them is really using contemporary art as a way to think through or understand social and political issues, as well as to shed light on how we understand our relationship to the past and to history.
And you have an exhibit running right now that has just opened. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it has a couple of different elements. So we have a large-scale historical exhibition called Inventing Acadia, Painting in Place in Louisiana, which is the first attempt to think through or try and understand Louisiana landscape painting in almost 40 years. So it's bringing together artworks from across the country and even world to reflect on the history of how we relate to the landscape and environment of Louisiana. One of the things that's been very exciting about that project is that we've also worked with a contemporary artist to revisit a lot of the sites of the historical landscape paintings in the exhibition. And so tonight, she will be opening a huge 100-foot-long installation in the museum's Great Hall, in which she's created this very long photographic panorama that links all of the waterways from the Gulf of Mexico to inland Louisiana lakes, and is really her attempt to think about landscape's past, but also think about the ways today we're connected to this history and the ways it can teach us how we understand our connection to the environment and ecology of this very complex and difficult and majestic and beautiful place that is Louisiana.
All right, you've inspired some young people out there. They want to do this for a living now. What's your advice to them as they move down that road?
I think in part because I just didn't know any better, I just went for it. I just tried every single possible thing that I could. And I think it made me into the curator I am today because I find myself returning to that stuff all the time, right? You know, thinking about understanding what it takes to get a show mounted and hung on a wall is as much a part of my job as being able to write a big scholarly essay or deliver a big public talk. And so I think kind of thinking about the the work of the curator holistically, developing really close relationships with artists. A lot of the people and artists that I first came to know in high school and college and beyond are still people who I find myself working with or talking through ideas with. And I think it's both just going for it, trying everything that you can and putting yourself out there, and also really developing a community around you of creative people that can support the work that you're doing. I think that for me has been the thing that saved me when I felt like I was finishing grad school and couldn't find a job, or when I'm working on a show today and unsure of which way to move it forward. To have a kind of group of people who you're in dialogue with creatively, I think is the number one way to keep yourself in the field and keep yourself inspired in the work that you're doing.
Katie, thanks for sharing your passion today.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
Katie Fole is the curator of the exhibition Inventing Acadia, Painting and Place in Louisiana, on view at NOMA through January 26th. The work of art airs every Friday at 4:44 and is supported by the Helles Foundation.